guys, this is Love and Meets with Dubai Blings for Hannah Bodhi. Season 2 is out. We had her on the show and she did not hold back. Her allegiances are clear and what she wants from a man is extremely clear.
As well, there is some fire tea that you don't want to miss. So, subscribe to the Love and Dubai Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. Enjoy the show.
Hey guys, welcome back to Love and Dubai Show. We're now joined by the one, the only, the OG makeup superstar, influencer making headlines for her appearance on Dubai Bling season 1 and 2. We're going to dig into fame, love, and of course, matchmaking. Welcome to the show, Farhana. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always good to be here on Love and Dubai.
Thank you for being back.
So I want to ask actually a question. Did you always want to become famous?
Of course. At least I'm honest about it, right? It's not only about fame, you know. As I was growing up as a young girl, I always loved watching movies, you know, the fashion shows. And I always wanted to be in this industry, in the fashion industry. And I think over the years, you know, when I was growing up, I was motivated, inspired by a lot of the supermodels, a lot of the actresses. I think I have a very creative mind and I always wanted to be in the entertainment and the fashion industry. So, yeah.
So interesting. So we've had you on the show pre-Bling.
Yeah.
But for people who don't know, can you tell us a little bit of what were you up to before the show? So before the international fame came along, what were you doing?
So I've always obviously been into the fashion and beauty industry. I am a social media personality, so I was working with a lot of fashion and beauty brands, attending fashion weeks, red carpets, Cannes Film Festivals. I've always been, you know, working in the fashion industry, and as you guys know already, I always attend fashion weeks and all the red carpets, working with a lot of international luxury brands, and yeah.
So speaking of that, of course, now I am from Gen Z, and I think that if you are aware of like TikTok, you know, there has been clips, you know, on TikTok of you when you were like trying for Paris Hilton's BFF.
The show.
Oh yes. My gosh.
Can we go back to that?
Yeah.
Let's go
back and how close were you?
I didn't know it was going to haunt me.
We want to know how close were you to becoming Paris Hilton's best friend?
Okay, guys. So, you know, it was when I first moved to Dubai. It was in the early days, you know, when I moved to Dubai. And I was a model back then. And an opportunity came up that, hey, there's a show called Paris Hilton's BFF. Would you like to be a part of it? I was like, why not? It's for fun. And of course, you know, back in the days, I was her fan. So I was like, why not, right? I mean, growing up, I used to love watching her. And I was like, for sure, I'll be a part of it. And some of my friends were part of it as well. So I was like, it's going to be fun. Let's do it. I didn't think twice. I was like, bring it on.
It's interesting though, because Kim Kardashian started and then eventually succeeded. So what was it like on the show? And was it a real best friend opportunity? You know, like, were you going to be on WhatsApp with each other? Or was it more for, do you think she was doing it more just to have the show?
I think it was just for the show and just for fun, honestly. I don't think any of the girls, they were really her BFF. However, because I obviously met her on the show, but I also attend a lot of events and parties. You know, we have a lot of common friends. So I did have a little bit of more of a social interaction with her. So when I do see her now on the internet, when I attend the international events, so of course we say hi, we have chat. She was here, I think, about a year ago for the perfume launch. So I spoke to her. We had a quick chat, but I wouldn't say she's my BFF. But when we see each other, we say hi. You know, we party together. We've partied together in India and obviously in Cannes, in many places.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So how close were you to becoming her BFF?
I mean, to be honest, I don't even remember. It was so many years ago. But I know that we had a few episodes we filmed with her, and that was it, really.
I want to talk about Dubai Bling before we get into the tea and the drama, because by the way, you have so many big fans here and like the reactions, the season was great. But before we get there, I want to just quickly ask about what is the requirements to become on the show? Because, you know, there's a lot of talk of like you need a net worth of a million. Like, for example, if Farah wanted to be on Dubai Bling, what are the requirements? Could we make it? Can we make this happen?
That would be funny. Yeah.
To be honest, I can talk for myself. I cannot talk for others. I'm not going to sit here and brag like, oh my God, I'm this billionaire. I'm not. I come from a very humble background, a very humble family. But my storyline is what got me on Dubai Bling, because I'm a single mom. A lot of women relate to my story. I had a story to tell to the world, and that's what got me on the show.
Which is amazing. All right. Now let's jump to...
That's a very nice question. I'm sure you can make it. She said she's the one from the Gen Z, right? And I think the Gen Zs love the show, so for sure. Why not?
Yes, for sure. No, actually, I love the show. It's very entertaining and it's very nice as well, because you guys, like, you know, kind of like dive deep into the personal lives and so on. So I have a question regarding the show. What about your relationship with Muhammad Ali? Do you see a future with
him? Everybody is asking about Muhammad Ali. To be honest, I did meet him on the show. Mm-hmm. And he's a very nice guy from, you know, the way when we had our interactions, when we spoke. Very nice guy. Honestly, I wish him all the best, but he wasn't for me. Mm. He wasn't for me.
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
But it was nice that I got to, you know, meet him and understand you know, his personality, because I never met a guy like that in my life ever before, because I have a certain type, you know, and he's definitely not my type. So when I met him, I was like, okay, he's kind of different. I tried to see if things could work out, but he was definitely not my type.
What are deal breakers for you in relationships? Like, what's the thing that you're like, okay, it's not gonna work?
I mean, the fact that, you know, he's got a very different personality to mine, and I do I want to be with someone who can understand my life, who can understand my world. And I don't think someone like him would be able to relate to my world or even understand it. And I don't think I can be with someone like that.
Hmm. So would you? Are you with the idea of going to a matchmaker
again?
It was for fun. Honestly, it was purely for fun. My friends suggested it. And I was like, you know, we're on a show, you know, it'll be nice, you know, for the audience to see that in the Indian community, the matchmaking is quite like out there. Like everyone likes to do this whole matchmaking thing in the Indian society, in our culture. So I thought, you know what, why not try? It'll be fun.
If it works,
it works. If it doesn't, it's okay.
Yeah.
So what do you think is like the best way, in your opinion? Because we had this conversation yesterday. There's a guy who's going around Dubai riding on sand, Delia, because he's trying to meet her. Yeah. What do you think is the best way for people to meet the one?
Okay, so I can talk from my personal experience. Like, I met my ex on social media.
Okay.
And there are a lot of times when guys do approach me on social media, but I don't really respond. But I did meet one, I would say maybe one or two nice guys on social media. But apart from that, I would say through friends introducing me. I prefer, honestly, meeting a guy who my friends can recommend, because it's always nice to have references.
Which is exactly what I said yesterday. Mm-hmm.
You know, because also you can meet dodgy guys on social media. I don't want to stay away from that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes social media can, you know, the guys can portray an image on social media which is not really them.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean?
100%.
So we have to be careful. A lot of girls have been scammed by guys who they meet on social media. So that could be tricky as well.
100%. Yeah.
Honestly, for me, I prefer to meet someone through recommendation, through friends. And if the matchmaker has someone, I don't mind.
We're still open.
It's fine, but she's a good matchmaker, by the way. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously things didn't work out for me, but I know a lot of success stories through Azra. Mm. I mean, she's given me a really nice success stories. A lot of women reached out to me after the show. They're like, can you please you know, introduce us to Azra?
Would you try
And
again?
A lot of girls want to meet Muhammad Ali. They're like, what's his Instagram? You know, I think I made him already popular. He should be very happy.
I think you did too. Would you try it again outside of the show, like the matchmaking?
I don't know, okay. To be honest. Mm-hmm. No. Okay. I don't think I have the time for that now.
Actually, I do agree with you. Like, I was telling Casey yesterday with our conversation that I would prefer to meet a guy that, in like a group of friends setting. I told you that. And Casey was like, yeah, but how are you going to know? And I was like, I don't know. Like, you know, it's just like, because like, to me, it's more comfortable. But speaking of couples, who are your favorite couple from the show? And the strongest, what do you think, in your opinion, who are the strongest couple from the show?
To be honest, I love Bliss and Tanya. Okay. Even though on the show he may not have come across as the perfect husband, but in reality he's the best. I love Bliss for Tanya. They are couple goals for me. Okay. They are couple goals. It may not look like that for you guys. I know on the show people want to, like, I mean, people think like, you know, if someone spends money on the wife, they're couple goals. I'm sorry, that's not couple goals for me. Spending money, I mean, you can spend money to show the world, look, I'm spending money, but that's not reality. What's reality is what I see. I spend time with Bliss and Tanya, and I know that is real. I mean, the fact that he brought his wife on Dubai Bling, on the show, he's a cool husband, because a lot of Emirati husbands that I know would not put their wives out there like the way Bliss. So I think he's a really cool husband. So the I think the audience need to calm down and not judge this man, because he's an amazing husband. He's an amazing father. I've spent quality time with a couple, so I can definitely say they're my favorite couple.
What do you think the audience is judging them for? Because I know in the show you do see a little bit of fighting between them, because I think like he was doing his show and then she was doing hers. So it's interesting to see that, to hear that you think they're the strongest.
To be honest, like I said, because I know them on a personal level, so that's why I can talk like this, because I've seen how he is with her. You know, we've spent time together. But I think obviously on the show there was a little bit of, you know, some drama happening there between the couple. But then obviously, you know, in reality, all couples have misunderstandings. Some may not show it. Some may just show the good side of them. But hats off to him and her for putting a little bit out there to show that, you know what, there are husbands out there that may feel that they the wife needs to give more time to the kids. But I know Dani, she's an amazing mom. She gives a lot of time to her kids. But then again, you know, on the show sometimes, you know, a bit of editing here and there.
Got you.
Of course, you know, yeah. So just a question. So you were saying that to you, a good husband is not a husband that buys you a lot of stuff.
I mean, you know what? That doesn't make you the perfect husband. Yeah. I think there's more to than a man buying a woman just gifts. I love it if a man gifted me, you know, cars and watches and that. But because I'm an independent woman, I can talk for myself. I've already been you know, seeing all of this, I give myself what I want. Like, I can buy myself bags, I can buy myself shoes, I can even go and buy myself a car. So for me, these things don't really impress me. Of course, it's an added value. So it's a personal, you know, preference. For me, I want a man who I can, you know, spend the rest of my life with, you know, travel with, enjoy the good moments together. I want an intelligent man who will guide me on, you know, obviously accept, you know, who I am and elevate me, you know, take me to the next level, you know. But for me, intelligence and integrity is more important than just the guy buying me gifts to show off to the world like I'm buying. You know, it doesn't it's just materialistic things. You know, I want to be with a man who I can be like, that's goals for me, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, who's gonna elevate me, take me to the next level.
You have so many great friends on the show though. Can they not do the matchmaking, you know?
To be honest, I have a lot of great friends on the show, and I have even greater friends off the show too. Mm-hmm. And a lot of my friends off the show do introduce me. And one of my friends introduced me to one of tonight's guys here and there. So let's see.
So there's something going on. That's what I'm talking about.
Fingers crossed, you guys.
Not yet, but let's see how it goes.
Yeah. You know?
I'm not saying yes. I'm not saying no. But like I said, I'm a single woman, and I'm obviously going to meet guys. You know, it's normal, right? When you're single, you do go on dates. 100%. You do meet guys. But I'm not going to sit here and be like, no, I'm not meeting anyone. No, I mean, there are guys out there who I meet. Let's see how it goes.
Cool. That's actually so cool. But because I wanted to as well ask you a very important question, is that who do you think is who's not your favorite couple from the show?
My favorite, who's not my favorite couple from the show?
Yeah, the least favorite couple from the show.
To be honest, I don't know, like, it's hard to tell.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, it's okay. Let's now say who is, since you're all about fashion, who do you think is the best dressed from the show?
It's also hard to tell because there's so many amazing fashionistas on the show. But because I'm from the I'm from the fashion industry, and my taste and style in fashion is very high fashion, and you know, so I would definitely say LJ. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I like LJ's style. I think I can relate to that more.
Interesting. Yeah,
she's. I think she's more relatable, I think, to a lot of the girls out there, because, you know, when the show came out, a lot of my friends said that we love LJ's style. Like, she's very relatable. Like, we go and pick up the looks that, you know, she wears on the show, and we'll be able to wear it. So, definitely.
So true. I wanted to ask you, you mentioned you've obviously got friends outside the show, which, of course, every cast member does. Do your friends think you are accurately portrayed on the show? Like, is the Farhana we see, because the whole show is meant to be extra and over the top, right? So is the Farhana we see on the show, is it that you, that they know?
No. No. The Farhana you guys saw on season 2 and the Farhana in reality, there's a lot of difference, because like I said, sometimes it's the editing, and you know, sometimes obviously when I was doing the whole matchmaking thing, there were these guys were not really my type, you know, and some of them didn't even know who I was. So obviously for a personality like me, I would feel offended if a guy comes and says, oh, I don't know who you are, like, who are you? Of course I'm going to feel offended. So out of light banter for fun, I was teasing, I said they'll Google me, which went viral. You know, but of course, in reality, like, if I have to meet a guy tomorrow and I like him, I would never tell him to Google me. Yeah. Of course not. And also, I will meet a guy who will really know who I am. He's not going to just come and meet me without, you know, knowing who I mean. I mean, seriously. Well, I thought that was a bit, like, you know, from the guy's side, it was a bit weird. Like, they were like, who are you? I think they were pretending. That's why I had to put them in the place.
Yeah. I think we should have, like, this segment viral on TikTok to just, like, maybe break the old stigma.
Do you Google, like, people before you go out on dates with them?
I a lot of times my friends will be like, hey, there's a guy I want to introduce you to, he's a banker. I was like, okay, give me his name, like, I'll Google him to see if he really is a banker. Let me find out a little bit about him. Like, I'm not gonna just go and meet a guy randomly like that. Of course not.
Same. I'm like, it's all about the catfish. Exactly. Especially in this city, we're a transient city. We're women, we need to protect ourselves. I get it.
Yes. So I want to ask you a question. Yeah. Did LJ accept the proposal? I am dying to know, and I would need to know.
You know, to be honest, I think I'm not in a position to tell you guys that. I think you need to bring LJ on the show so she can tell you guys that. She can spill the tea.
Yeah.
She will have the real answer.
Can you invite her on the show? Because we need to get this tea. Can we do this live?
LJ, please, we need you on Love in Dubai. You're next.
Yes, you're next.
Okay, we're going to play a quick game with you. But before we get to the game, quick question. What's coming up next? Anything that we need to know? Anything going on?
You guys have to wait and watch.
What about you personally? What's on the agenda for the next little while?
Honestly, there's a few things in the pipeline. I don't want to talk about it now because you guys are going to see very soon when I announce it.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to play a quick game. It's called WhatsApp Marry Avoid. So we're going to put a picture up here of a person. You'll know them, and then you have three options. Do you want to WhatsApp them, marry them, or just avoid them?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So first up...
Is it anyone I know?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
We're going to do WhatsApp, marry, avoid it for Hannah. Let's go. First photo on the screen is Ibrahim.
Sorry, what did you say?
WhatsApp. So you're just going to WhatsApp him. You can marry him or avoid him.
What's up, my bro?
Ibrahim is getting WhatsApps.
Oh.
Muhammad Ali.
Avoid.
Oh my God! Okay, well,
bye, Mohammed. Sorry, you're gone.
You're gone. You're done. You're gone. He's gone.
Chris Fade.
Oh, Chris Fade.
What's up? He's my bro too.
Yeah. Okay.
We're gonna WhatsApp Chris Fade. Cool. Next up, we've got
Zena. What's up?
I don't mind WhatsApping her.
Oh, okay. You don't.
We're cool.
Mind.
We're cool now.
Okay.
So I do WhatsApp her. So yeah.
Yeah.
I'm being real now.
Yeah. You're being like okay, fine. Honest. That's fine. Yeah. Yeah. That's fair.
Salman Khan. Right?
Yes,
I don't know. I mean, I don't think he fits any of those categories. I like him as a fan.
He's an actor, yeah.
Yeah, he's like a fan, but...
Okay,
we so would you marry him? Marry no. Or he's not for marrying, so maybe...
Maybe WhatsApp him, like, tell
him. He's nice, but I don't think I would want to marry him. Okay. So we'll just avoid him.
We're avoiding Salman Khan. God forbid we see him on the red carpet. And... last but not least, ooh, Mr.
George
Clooney hangs out in Como.
If he was young, I would marry him.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. Mm. But he's such a silver fox.
Nice.
I know, but I like guys who look a little younger than that.
So we're going to...
okay. Avoid
we're
them.
Avoiding
okay.
George Clooney.
Sorry, George. Sorry.
Oh, and the last one we have.
Oh, avoid it for now.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry, Safa. It's okay.
Not up here. Farhana, what an absolute legend. Thank you for being so honest in our game. We really appreciate you coming on the show, and we really appreciate your time.
Thank you. It's so much fun being around you women. And I just wanted to say that I love the way you guys always empower, you know, the women. And I think it's important that through the show, you guys are always, you know, giving us really good messages. I love watching Love in Dubai. I love, first thing I do when I wake up, I'm like, Love in Dubai, what's up? And like, oh, it's so much information for me. I love it. So
thank you.
You guys are doing well. Keep doing well. And we love you guys.
Well, thank you.
This is from the audience.
Okay. Love you too.
And
to
the whole Dubai
Blinks. Yeah. It's like I should be there now.
Farhana, thank you so much for your time this morning. And that is it for us on the Love and Dubai show. We're back with you tomorrow morning, same time, same place. Goodbye from me.
Bye. Goodbye from me.
Superstar, thank you.